Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. A summit between the European Union and Ukraine is being held today in Kiev in the presence of European commissioners and diplomats. The objective is to start discussions with a view to Ukraine's entry into the EU or discuss new aid for the country at war. In France, Emmanuel Macron brings together the first Nuclear Policy Council. Here, the objective is to continue the development of nuclear energy in France. The president wants to make sure that the construction of 6 new reactors announced a year ago is on track. This will allow the country to face the energy crisis caused in particular by the war in Ukraine. We must amplify the mobilization against the pension reform. The call is launched by Laurent Berger. The leader of the CFDT spoke after the interview with Elisabeth Borne on France 2 yesterday. Laurent Berger regrets the lack of empathy expressed by the Prime Minister. Elisabeth Borne defended her project and explained that this text was essential. The suicide rate remains very high in France. The result of a study conducted by Santé Publique France and published today shows that there are about 9,000 suicides recorded per year in the country. This is one of the highest rates in Europe, despite a decline over the past 20 years. And a man was arrested this morning on a Colmar-Paris train following an attack alert on the TGV. He was threatening to commit an attack. According to the SNCF, the situation is now under control after the intervention of the police. And to finish, controversy in the Vendée Globe. The navigator Clarisse Kremer will not participate in the solo and non-stop race around the world. Her sponsor, Banque Populaire, has decided to change skipper. She was indeed unable to qualify in time because she was pregnant. This is a direct consequence of new regulations put in place by the organizers of the Vendée Globe. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.